Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following the podcast. Of course, our video feed, 94WIP's YouTube page. Check it out. Subscribe there. I know a lot of you have been doing that and watching our videos. We appreciate that. A few times a week, Tucker and I will put up some videos. Tucker will join me in a few minutes. We'll get back tomorrow, I'm sure, on the show to the Eagles and the Cowboys and all the football stuff, NFL picks coming up on Saturday. But there's a story out there, and I was hoping there'd be more in terms of you know, really impact stuff from the Phillies at the baseball winter meetings. Very quiet. The big news, obviously, Juan Soto is going to the Yankees. So my dream of getting Juan Soto here to the Phillies hits another snag, but I will not be deterred. Eventually, I'll try to get that guy here. One guy that is here and has been an incredible Philly is Bryce Harper, and he'll be here for 8 more years, and he'll go down as an all-time Philly. I think he's going to end up, probably already is, a Mount Rushmore Philly is in my mind. But this story coming out of the winter meetings, and it really started, if you go back and you really comb through and listen, it started, I first started hearing this, you know, almost like reading between the lines when he hit his 300th home run in late August. And then it continued and it's been out there. And then yesterday at the winter meetings, Scott Boras just took a blowtorch and just flamed the fires to make sure we all hear it. And that is that Bryce Harper wants a contract extension from the Phillies. And if you're sitting there listening and saying, wait a minute, contract extension, he just got here. Yeah, you're not wrong. Or at least the first half of his contract, he's still in. So Bryce Harper has 8 years left on his contract, the one he signed when he got here in 2019, the 13-year, $330 million deal. He has 8 years left. He's been a Philly for 5 years, and he's been a wonderful player for the Phillies and worth every penny. John Middleton may have put his foot in his mouth, you know, a year ago, whenever that was, and he said that he's underpaid, that he's a bargain, that he's a value. He is. I mean, he's got like the 20-something average annual value per year on the contract. And it is a bargain for the Phillies. And I imagine that Bryce Harper, when he and Scott Boras sit down and say, man, look how much that guy gets paid a year. Look how much that guy gets paid a year. Look at the Machado extension. Look at what Juan Soto's going to get. Look at Ohtani. We are underpaid. But guess what? Bryce Harper signed this contract. This was Bryce Harper's choice. He had a lot of different possibilities when he had free agency 5 years ago. The most logical one, and the one I think we all thought was going to happen just based on his age and the caliber of player, was an opt-out. Manny Machado put an opt-out in his contract, and he opted out last year and forced, or I guess he was going to opt out after this year. So that opt-out forced the Padres to add like years to the contract and tons of money because he had leverage. He could be in this free agent class right now and have left the San Diego Padres. They didn't want that to happen. They gave him a new deal. Alex Rodriguez, 2007, in the midst of a 10-year deal that he had at that time, he opted out. He had an opt-out clause. He opted out. He forced the Yankees to give him 10 more years on top of the one he already had. So that happens. Bryce Harper doesn't have it. This whole thing is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, that he wants an extension. Let me read you some of the quotes here from Scott Boras. Then we'll dive into, you know, what's going to happen next, what they should do, and really just how this doesn't make any sense right now in any way, shape, or form, other than Bryce Harper just wants more money and more security and more years, and he's picking a very, very smart time in the moment to do it. The Phillies aren't making another big moves, you know, right now, so it's not like, you know, we're not going to be like, well, they can't pay him because they got to go get this. Well, they've already made it clear they're probably not going to make any other big moves. They've already, you know, talked to him about changing his position. So he's got the leverage there in that he's doing this for the team. There's a lot going on here. Let me read you some of his quotes and then we'll get into it and we'll get Tucker's thoughts in a few minutes here on all this. So this is Boras yesterday at the winter meetings in Nashville. Quote, he feels he's been there for 5 years. He showed them who he is and why he's a franchise player. I think he's changed the player community, how players view Philadelphia. Consequently, he came and said, this is something I want off my mind. I want to know this is done because I know that I want to play well beyond the contract that I have, which is wonderful. I mean, Bryce Harper, and you know, we know how much the guy loves baseball. I felt that from when I read the Sports Illustrated cover article about him when he was 15, 16 and getting his GED to get out of high school quicker, to get to the big leagues, get drafted and all that. He loves baseball. He's one of those one percenters that aren't just great talented, but they're in love with the game. And that's, you know, a lot of the reason why he's so good and why he's going to reach milestones and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And he could do it for the next 8 years in a Phillies uniform. So John Middleton had a quote recently. My intention is for Bryce to never wear another jersey but ours. This was last month at the owners' meetings. And when he retires, for him to continue to work with us as Mike Schmidt has. Again, wonderful. This could all happen. Bryce Boris is citing the Patrick Mahomes restructure of his contract with the Chiefs after he signed a long-term deal. Again, that's a salary cap league, so that changes things a little bit. And, you know, Boris also citing that John Middleton said that he's a bargain. So that this is putting the Phillies in a tough spot because no one has a higher Q rating in Philadelphia sports-wise right now than Bryce Harper. No one. Joel Embiid, great player, MVP, doesn't have that kind of status in this city in terms of fans. Jalen Hurts is very close, but I think if you polled 100 fans, you said, who do you like better? People would pick Bryce Harper. I just think the way he embraces the city, the guy talks about WIP callers and hits home runs for them. He is connected with this fan base better than anyone I've seen, maybe ever, but certainly in a very long time. He's got it. He's a great player. He led them to a World Series, hit the cover off the ball early in the postseason last year, and NLCS again. You know, he's got the sweets. I get why Boris is doing this, and I get why Harper's doing this. But this makes no sense on any level. So let's just go through it. He just played his age 30 season. He's about to be 31. We're so far away from the end of this contract that if you're trying to project what kind of player he will still be when he's 37, 38, you're nuts. I have no idea. I mean, if you asked me to guess, I think I could come up with a reasonable guess based on the profile of his player. He hits home runs and he walks. Those things usually age well. But one thing I don't know is, will Bryce Harper's body hold up? The swing is violent. He's had back issues in the last few years, none of which have destroyed his seasons, but have certainly acted up back spasms. We've seen hitters that have violent swings, and at some point, the back is just, it goes. I mean, David Wright, his career ended because of it. Don Mattingly, his career ended because of it. I'm not saying Bryce is trending there, but you never know. I mean, you just don't know. It's why these kind of contracts are risky. I mean, they're risky to begin with, let alone if you already have the players signed up. Then there's the reality of the injuries that we do know about, whether it be, you know, the elbow the last couple of years, or just the fact that he's only played more than 141 games one time as a Philly. And he's only done it, you know, and the last time he did that was 2019, his first year here. He's missed time. Obviously, the pandemic year was, you know, everyone played in the 50s or 60 games, right? But the next few years, he's missed time. And we don't know. I have no idea if he's going to miss a lot of time the next few years. Now, I think the move to first base long-term will help him stay healthy. It's less wear and tear on his body. I think he'll end up being a good first baseman and productive and have a lot of good years left. But again, if there were 3 or 4 years left in this contract, I could understand the concept and the idea of like, all right, what's the end going to look like here? Let's get ahead of the end. Oh, we're going to let this thing go down to the end. Is it going to be about how he's playing? Is it going to be, he's a part-time player down the stretch, you know, when he's 40, 41. I'm sure the Phillies love the idea that he wants to be here. I'm sure they love the idea that he could chase his 500th home run in a Phillies uniform. Heck, depending on how the next decade works out, maybe his 600th home run in a Phillies uniform. He has a chance. We went over this when he hit 300 in the milestones, have 2,000 runs scored and 3,000 hits. I mean, because he started so young and he's been such a prolific player, he has a chance, if he stays healthy and plays into his 40s, to be, you know, very high up on many lists, runs batted in, runs scored, home runs, hits, all of that. And I know that stuff probably means a lot to Bryce Harper. So it's cool that he wants to do this in a Phillies uniform. And I'm sure the Phillies see the value in this because he's an icon already and he'll just continue to rise up the list of icons in the history of the city. So keeping him here, the Schmidt thing, the ambassador thing, wonderful. I mean, I think it's awesome. But 8 years left, what if his career goes bad? I mean, what if injuries really set in? What if he declines? And then 6 years from now, with 2 years left, this looks like the Ryan Howard contract. It could. I mean, if you're saying it's not, I think you're discounting how players age in baseball. Yes, there are Barry Bonds and there are David Ortiz, and maybe Bryce Harper can be something to that effect, where He's very productive, very late in his career, like a big poppy. It's certainly possible. But again, there's also Ryan Howard. There's Don Mattingly. There's David Wright. And with so much runway between now and then, we don't know. And the other thing that really hits me about it is the Phillies have to, I think, put their foot down before this becomes the Scott Boras retirement community in about 7 or 8 years. They already went too long with Trey Turner. I said that the night they signed the contract. That's even before I watched him play for a full season, and I didn't think he was worth that kind of money. But do you think Trey Turner is going to be a productive shortstop at the age of 39 and 40? I don't. I mean, he had led the league in errors last year, and it was his first year of the 11-year contract. There's no way he's playing shortstop at a high level in his last season. Not a chance. Now we're going to have a 41, 42-year-old first baseman chasing records. And who's the next Boras client that those two guys want here? And they bring him in, and he's here forever. Like, they got to put their foot down that they're running a baseball team, not the Bryce Harper Baseball Academy. Like, there has to be a point where common sense plays out. Like, hey, Bryce, we love you, man. We're so happy you're here. But you didn't want an opt-out clause. If you did, you'd have more control over this. And let's play the next 5-6 years out. And if you're still productive, we're all still happy. Yeah, let's open up that conversation and say, maybe let's tack on 2 more years and we'll go to age 40 and then we'll see where we're at and see where you're at in your career. Kind of like the Dodgers do it 1 year, year to year with Clayton Kershaw. I mean, he's a Dodger, but there's not been any 10-year contracts for Clayton Kershaw. It's year to year. He leaves the season, he clears his head, and they say, we want Clayton back as long as he wants to play. He comes back and he's really good. I mean, that makes sense to me. But the idea of a contract extension with 8 years to go is one of the most patently absurd things I've ever heard in my whole life as a sports fan. Tucker, what do you think here as we, we're trying to make a list this morning of players in, you know, really popular or really good Phillies that didn't even last here the equivalent of, you know, 8 seasons. I mean, Scott Rolen didn't play that much here. You go back, I mean, a lot of really, Carlos Ruiz didn't play the equivalent of 1,200 whatever games here. A lot of good Phillies, Darren Dalton, they didn't play that much here. He has that much left.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. And I think what's even crazier is, you know, we always mention his age, right? He's 31. He's signed through the age of 40. He has 8 years left. He's already played 12 seasons in the majors, right? Like, at this point with his current contract, he's going to play 20 years. That's a big number for a guy who plays the way he plays and plays the style of baseball he plays. For him to be productive after 20 years is pretty crazy to think about. Not many guys have ever done that. But then to sit here and say, not only does he want to play for 20 years, he wants more on top of that. He wants to actually play 25. He wants to play more seasons than someone like Pete Rose or Ty Cobb in the majors playing the way he does. I just don't think it makes any sense. I understand that Bryce Harper wants to be here. And, you know, I think it's kind of funny. You look at what he's done in totality with the contract so far. He's only hit 30 home runs twice. He's only had 100 RBIs once. He has yet to play in an all-star game as a Philly. And I don't think there's anybody who would sit here and tell you it's a bad deal, right? Like, everyone is over the moon excited about how Bryce Harper's first 5 years of the Philly have gone. But I don't know. You can't come here and say, hey, I want to be here forever. I want to be here for life. I told my agent I didn't want an opt-out clause, even though he told me that I should have it. And then 30% of the way through say, hey, you know what? Change my mind and all that. I actually want more money. I want more years. I want a bigger deal. I see everybody else getting more money than me. And I want that. And I don't doubt that Bryce Harper loves it here. I don't doubt the love affair between him and the fan base is true and real and authentic. But it feels like maybe now's not the time, Bryce. Like, understand that you still have nearly a decade left on this contract. I mean, your son's going to be in middle school by the time this contract is over. He's going to be, you know, 12, 13 years old. I think what the Kershaw thing you brought up makes a lot of sense. Like, there's a world where him and the Phillies can certainly be business partners and be, you know, in business with each other for the rest of his baseball career and beyond. The Phillies have done a really good job of taking care of their legends and their Hall of Famers past their playing career, but let's get there first. Like, let's not discuss it and try to plan out the next 20 years when he's 31 years old. It makes no sense.
I mean, it only makes sense for Bryce Harper. I mean, that and Scott Boras. And they, what Tucker said is real. They see what's going on. I mean, Juan Soto, a year from now, is going to try to get $600 million over 15 years with Scott Boras' agent. Shohei Ohtani might get $500 or $600 by the time you listen to this podcast. So that's where the market's going. Bryce's deal, and, you know, per year and just overall, I mean, at some point it's going to close to be doubled. And he's looking like, you know, but that's, he signed this contract. He asked for this contract. He wanted this kind of contract. I mean, the Dodgers would have given him four, you know, 160 the minute he hit free agency if he wanted to take it. And he could have been back into free agency last year. So he could have done anything he wanted when he hit free agency at 25 years old. He chose to go his route, not the Machado route. It's been a wonderful marriage. He's got great numbers, even though they're not counting stats. He's got like a 1.49 OPS plus. So he's been great. He's awesome. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. He's going to end up in Cooperstown one day. And he's been a remarkable signing for the Phillies that has changed their franchise. And if they want to continue that for years, do it. But not now. With 8 years to go. And again, this player hasn't been the picture of health the last couple of years. 8 years to go with the swing that violent as he goes into his early 30s before we even get to his mid-30s. It wouldn't just be ridiculous. It would be one of the most ridiculous contract things I've ever seen any team in any pro sport do. The Phillies should just tell him, hey, Bryce, let's take a deep breath. We'll talk in a few years. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk tomorrow, I'm sure, about the Eagles and the Cowboys.